Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Star Companion,
the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast.
Holy shit, is that what we are?
Hosted by ya boy, David.
And I'm Zach.
And we, here at the Star Companion, what we do is we review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate.
Yes.
We are nearing the end of the third season today. We are in Star Trek Enterprise, season 3, episode
23.
Countdown.
Stardate 0213215.4.
And if this is your first time listening, we encourage you to maybe go back to the beginning, listen to us from then, see the progression, see what happens when two dudes just keep grinding, keep hustling, day after day.
That's right.
Never skipping a day.
Never skipping a day. And if you're listening to it real time, we're sorry about all the days we skipped. But we're back, baby.
We're back in a big way.
Big fucking way.
We're having fun.
Major way.
Major key alert.
Sphere builders or colonizers? Hot takes. I had a hot take that I was going to ask you. Right off the top. It's very important that I ask you this.
Yes.
I don't think almonds need salt.
You're right.
You know, plain almonds.
I'm with you, bud.
That's a treat.
I'm with you, bud. That's a treat.
It's a real treat. I just had some.
Mm.
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking of. I was peeing with one hand, and I had almonds in the other hand. And I had that thought, and I came in here and told you. And that's what you get here at the Star Companion.
Nice.
And if you liked that anecdote so much, or any of the other episodes, you can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. We love you and all of our Patreon subscribers. I also got a copy of Reanimator, so for those of you that are like, when are these two schmucks going to put out that review of Reanimator? We're going to do it soon. I had to buy it.
Stay tuned.
Whoa, sick tease. I just learned about teases, and that was a good one. And if you listen to this one right after that last one, and I pretended I knew a lot about teases, I lied. I'm sorry.
I just learned about teases, and that shitty tease was the best tease I've ever heard.
But anyway, so yeah, we're on all major podcasting platforms, including Spotify. Thank you to everyone who's reached out and all of that good stuff. I'm going to keep this sorry beginning to this episode short here.
Yeah.
And we'll get right into it.
Let's do it.
Uh-oh, Dave. Your girl about to go under the knife a few years before she does IRL.
Uh-oh, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sweet Hoshi, she's going to be operated on. And I swear to God, if they give her a tit job, I'm going to be pissed.
Are you?
Yeah.
You know, she gets one in real life.
Really?
I'm next to certain that's one.
Well.
That was...
Au revoir.
We'll talk about this later.
Au revoir, sweet Linda Park. I like my women all natural.
This episode was directed
ladies.
was directed by Tom Paris.
Who's that?
Voyager.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fun.
She doesn't get a tit job, luckily.
No, not in this episode.
But if she does in the future, that's, I don't know, that's kind of sad.
But is it the future or is it the past? Because this is in the future. It's a tale of future past.
Are you setting me up for something?
I love the evil guy notion, by the way, of thanking a captive for helping them on their evil deed. Like, they have this weird, like, conjunctive need for manners. You know, despite that, like, we're basically gonna rape your brain with parasites.
But first, I'm gonna be really mean about it and tell you everything I'm gonna do.
Oh, shit. It was the reptile Zindi with the pitchfork?
Dad is none too pleased about this, by the way. The first time we see Dad, he barges into the council room. You saw that where he just rips the door open?
Yeah. He can't wait for that to open up.
Yeah. And Dad's like, what's our plan? And they're like, well, we got a series of plans. You know, they're like, we can do the vortex thing too. And, you know.
We can do the vortex thing too. We can get you in a room with the manatees and speak to them through a robot voice because there's really nothing like Star Trek with a human talking to a manatee through a robot voice. Mm-hmm. And then at a certain point, T'Pol's going to go, hey, Trip, I need help depolarizing my Vulcan parts. It's all very sexual again.
There is a very sexual.
There's a lot of tension going on.
A lot of energy between them. That's the next scene is T'Pol and Trip just working on stuff, trying to come up with an idea what to do with these DVDs. I gotta
we don't have a DVD player and I got all these DVDs and I know there's stuff on it.
Can I burn them?
Do you think maybe at an estate sale we could score a DVD player? Maybe one that's like a VHS to DVD and you can copy your VHSs over into your DVDs with just a button? Or back forth, if you get a DVD and you want to record it to a VHS, all you got to do is press a button?
Do you think we could ask the Zindi maybe? You think
one? Has that ever happened to you? I actually own a VHS to DVD player that I just got, which I didn't need but came included in everything else that I had.
Hey. There you go.
So if you have a VHS tape that you'd like to send to us and have me watch, I can do that.
It could get dark real quickly. Someone sends you a snuff film.
Oh my god. Troy, no!
Yeah.
Why'd you send this? It's clearly you.
I'm tired of the apologies. Fucking do it. Sitting there with like one of those like plastic picnic knives. Anyways, Hoshi's being tortured and stuff, and she's like, well, you know, does our brain thing work on her? And she's like, yes, I'm working.
I couldn't possibly work any faster, doctor. It's one of these things where I'm not coherent, but I totally am.
And we find out that she actually adds another layer of encryption on, and so he grabs her again and he says, throw her back in the brig and put some more brain bugs in her. And she spits in his face and is so fucking hot.
I knew you were gonna say that. It's so funny.
And the reptile guy gets mad at the guard. He says, you were supposed to guard her. And then licks his eye.
They're talking to the colonizers and one of them goes, he says something insubordinate. Mm-hmm. And then Commander Dolem literally looks at him and goes, what are you, some... Why would you... I really had nothing to say there. I was hoping you would chime in.
You gotta give me an angle, man. I don't know where you were going with that one at all.
All I know is... almonds, they don't need salt.
They don't. I will say though that chili lime almonds are really good.
Oh yeah, dude. Those chili lime, I think anything those is enjoyable. But yeah, that Commander Dolem's a real fucking bootlicker for those colonizers.
He is.
It's like as if he was the leader of a country that was built off of stolen land and slave labor, and all he just kept drinking the Kool-Aid and said, no, we gotta keep going.
Of some sort.
I definitely hate capitalistic hellscapes of some sort.
Me too. That's an angle. We can work with that. So back on board the ship, Trip and T'Pol are trying to decode or play those DVDs. We don't know yet. And, you know, T'Pol says something sassy to him, and Trip just does the classic annoyed boyfriend shit. And he's like, you know what? I've had about enough.
You do it.
I don't know if you haven't meditated or if you're on your Vulcan period or whatever, but you're out of control, lady.
You need to depolarize something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You need to clear out your exhaust manifolds because you're going nuts.
I'm going
to
be honest with you. The deuterium in your uptake, it's not good. And then he leaves, and then, you know, there's this notion of sexual tension.
And she says, come back.
Oh. And he can't just leave then, because no, he knows they're getting the makeup.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum.
Boom, I boom. Wonder how much in the writer's room they're like, okay, there's all of this real world tension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Earth is going to get destroyed. Dad's, flying off his off at the seams. And, you know, we need some. Yeah, Hoshi's,
getting a tit job.
And, we need to balance that out with a different kind of tension, not like end mm-hmm. of the world tension. They're like, okay, well, we need to give him sexual tension. And they said, it's fine. We already got Reed wanting to fuck those Makos. And they're like, no. Some heterosexual
tension.
And then, insert that. I sure hope they don't.
And then on top of that, too, they're like, we need people from the future that they meet in white rooms and they don't look at each other and they like.
Yeah, and
have
that's
arguments.
How they know that space. Mm-hmm. If they don't show their bottom half of their bodies and they're not looking at each other in mm-hmm. space. And then I think also in the writer's room they said, wait, but America's getting really obese. You know what we need to do? We need to add another layer to this. Phlox Law loses weight.
Yeah.
But he loses it in a way that isn't hard work.
Yep.
It's a total cut corner kind of way.
Right.
And so he just puts a worm in him.
He puts a worm.
And the way you get it out
is you shove a rod.
Well, come
up
on. Wait. We don't need to. I don't want to lose my appetite.
Yeah, sorry.
Would you be interested in a snack, doctor?
But all the other people on Earth who had the obese problem, they died. And so their bones, you can use their bones as money.
Oh, the fat people died, and then they can use their bones. Bones are their money. For those of you that are super fans of this show, and there are lots of you,
yep.
If you if you watch I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, the context of a lot of our banter will...
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't occur to me how many things are from that show.
A lot.
But a lot is up there.
Yep. So Reed and the leader of the Makos have another encounter. And it's like, will you guys just fuck already?
Just kiss.
Just do it. Just kiss.
God damn.
Now kiss. And, Reed's like, he was under my command. And the Mako guy was like, well, he should have been under my command. And they kind of butt heads and... make out a little bit. And so they start chasing the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, they're not chasing. Are they chasing the weapon at this point? I guess they meet with the aquatics, right?
They meet with the aquatics, notes. And then the aquatics decide to join in.
Yep.
And then they're going to go, because they need whopping more ships. They're going to go a whopping and a whooping. Yep. And
as they are pursuing,
it takes 2 hours to get to them.
Yes.
So there's a 2 hour break there.
And they're pursuing, they decide to have a little steak din-din, a little friendly chit chat at the dinner table.
And the best part about this little dinner is that the Enterprise may be coming apart at the seams, but the crew's just one big family. Yep. Herder. Empty platitudes, the face of utter destruction.
Trip and Dad just giving T'Pol a nice ribbing.
We're going to razz her.
Yeah, good thing about joining Starfleet, eh? Maybe we'll get you past the Academy.
I was thinking we could all get drinks later, and Dad goes, I wouldn't miss it. And T'Pol, what about you, T'Pol? And T'Pol says,
I'll drink.
I'd let you buy me a drink if you wish.
And they have a little giggle.
Yeah. Honestly, I actually laughed because it was a cute little setup.
Cute. Yeah. She says, no, but seriously, I'm thinking about joining Starfleet. And you're like, whoa, look at this.
Okay, ears.
Putting on a jumpsuit, eh?
Whoa, I hope.
I'm going to miss these like suede pajamas that you're wearing.
I bet Starfleet can sex that up.
Yeah.
And then, anyway, so, you know, they get to the ship and then they get to the weapon and they're counting the ships or whatever.
They're rolling strong. The reptiles are like, oh my God, there's like 18. No, there's 20. No, there's 24.
Oh
ships.
My God, there's the Enterprise.
And here comes the aquatic ship. Just kind of, you see that ship? Like,
just like that.
Just coming right in.
And then
Dad says, cut us loose.
Yeah, he goes, cut us loose, which is badass. Dad's a badass. Mm-hmm. And then,
because Dad's a badass.
And then Dad looks at Reed and he goes, feel like taking him on? And Reed goes, let me at him, Captain. Hold me back. Let me at him. And that's how Reed gets out all of his sexual frustrations, mm-hmm. is through pressing buttons on a console, shooting lasers.
And the Mako guy, he gets out his sexual frustration by being beamed aboard the reptile ship. Rescue Hoshi.
Which is for sure code for something.
Mm-hmm.
Erotic.
Beamed in.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Yeah.
I was just building on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we're such a good team.
We are.
You know? Like earlier when I didn't have anything to say and then you didn't have anything to say either.
And I shot you down and made you feel bad.
It was just 2 minutes of me laughing. That's why we're a good team.
Then I shot you down and made fun of you. And
you did.
Then didn't really ever bring you back up. That's a great team.
Wow. Nice.
A great space battle ensues.
Yeah, and
prolonged.
Dad goes...
It's like a 20-minute space battle.
Steady trap... I mean, pilot,
mm-hmm.
hold it steady. It was a long
Who's
battle.
Controlling this ship? Who's
Ensign,
flying it?
Ensign, hold it steady. My name's...
No.
Not this time.
They, the Makos, they rescue Hoshi, and right as they're beaming out, they have to beam out two people at a time, and there's mm-hmm. five people, so you know that the last man is gonna... He's gonna get fucked up somehow. Mm-hmm. The last man, of course, is it Major Hayes?
I never remember his name.
Yeah. As he's getting beamed out, he gets shot through the chest, and he's like, ugh, he lands on the teleporter thing.
It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's great.
The aquatics go ham, and then all of a sudden, the guardians show up, and they do some weird space stuff. They just make spatial anomalies appear.
You know it's space stuff mm-hmm. because they did it in a white room.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're not looking at each other.
Right, and they say, deploy the anomalies, and anomalies come out. They blow up the fucking aquatics, and water goes everywhere.
I enjoyed the water into the...
Because I was like, what's going to happen if, like, someone breaks their aquarium? You're just going to... out in fucking space. they're chasing him, and Reed goes to meet Hayes in the medical lab, and he has a ridiculously kitschy death. You know, where he's like,
oh, yeah,
it was only following orders. And he says, that's enough from you. You know,
enough of that talk. Kiss me.
Yeah. Am I going to make it, Captain?
Come on, pop.
You remember that death in what was it? It's Star Trek 1, the first movie, where he's like, permission to have one more mission, sir.
Oh, yeah. Permission to die. And and then Kirk kills his wife.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Listen, police, something happened to my wife. It was just...
I'm covered in her blood.
It's weird. I don't know what happened.
But I didn't stab her.
Do you know that I was in Star Trek? Priceline. I was in those. Can't wait until we get to the original series, and we're almost there, baby.
I do too. The reptiles escape. Through the help of the anomalies,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like Dad's goose is cooked again.
How many geese does this guy
There's
have?
A lot of geese being cooked, and the insectoids are like, they're like, hey, reptiles, what's going on here? What's going on?
What?
We just noticed all these anomalies, and now we're starting to think that the guardians are actually... they're not here to help us.
And holy shit, that was easy.
And the reptiles say, well, yeah, you guys are crazy. Yeah, see you later. Boop. And he shoots at him and crushes him like...
End transmission.
Crushes
him like... End transmission.
Like bugs.
Oh. He took his boot-looking boot.
He did.
And he stomped
all
out.
Over them bugs. Oh. The only good bug is a dead bug.
Oh.
Said somebody in Starship Troopers.
Yeah. There are anomalies.
There's anomalies.
Keep us out of the way, pilot.
Dad's just... I think Dad is just flying the ship with his mind at this point.
Dad can do it all. Yes, he can.
By the way, I want to make something clear. It's not because Travis is African-American. It's because he's just not a developed character.
Well, it's because they tried to make him a developed character, and then they completely stopped.
Yeah.
They just stopped. He it stopped off. Mattering. And they're like, you know what? Let's just focus on the main characters. We're going to keep Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just not going to have any depth.
Yep.
I mean, for the most part, Hoshi, Phlox, Trav, none of them really have any depth anymore.
Yeah.
Reed's a shade better than them with his, you know.
Yeah.
And then, but it's basically Dad, Trip, and T'Pol.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the trio. And, you know, to be fair, you know, even in the original series, who is the commander of the ship? Not Japanese guy.
Takei,
yeah. Well, he is Japanese.
But he's the helmsman.
Yeah, he was. What was his name in the show?
Oh my god.
Wow. I can't believe you forgot this, man.
Shut the fuck up.
Because I don't even remember.
Sulu.
Sulu, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not very developed in the show.
No.
I mean, a little bit.
No, you're right.
You kind of learn a little bit about him, but not too much.
I don't think you learn much about anyone other than Kirk and
Spock.
The weird guy with ears.
Yeah, that guy.
In the green skin.
The needs of the weed of the many is stronger than the few.
The weed of the...
Something like
that. Yeah, you know, I really like that reprisal of a line. That's
I do
fun.
Too, yeah.
It was fun. On the topic of...
You are and always will be. My friend.
So, yeah, the parasites used on Hoshi, similar to the Seti eels in Chekhov, Rathacon. Mm. That's kind of fun.
CD Alpha 5 eels?
Yeah.
This is CD Alpha 5.
T'Pol calls Trip for the first time.
She does.
Yeah.
She's getting a little emotional attachment to her boy. A little love story developing here. What's going to happen?
Well, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? I sure hope they get to see T'Pol in a Starfleet. I wonder what's going to happen, dude. You think the next season's going to be about the NX-02, or is it going to be a continuation of the NX-01 story?
Or is it going to be the NX-tube?
Nice.
X-tube.
And that's why people come here to the Star Companion. We have a good time.
We do.
And we love you guys as our listeners. We're back.
And if you had a good time, head on over to patreon.com.
Wow. Send us a buck or two.
Yeah, send us a buck or two.
/ the Star Companion.
If not, head over to Gmail, starcompanion@gmail.com.
Yeah, and write that.
Just say,
hate.
What up?
What up?
If you want a sticker, we got 6 stickers. We got really cool circular stickers. This is for people who are listening. They're circular. They say the Star Companion on it.
Holy shit. There are stickers for our podcast? Stickers,
yeah. And you know what?
Our podcast, the internet's premiere.
The internet's premiere Star Trek fan podcast.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to up the ante even more here.
Holy shit.
Okay?
Okay.
Because one day we're going to be big stars.
Mm-hmm.
If you send us all of your personal information, I say that in jest. Send us whatever is pertinent to get the fucking sticker to you, okay? I'm sure people
finally
understand
the truth
that.
Comes out.
We'll sign the back.
Oh shit! You really up the ante.
We may even put a little drawing, maybe a little penis for you, maybe a little smiley face.
That
little...
also means Troy, you have to resend us an email. If you want one signed.
Let's do like a let's put like 20 stickers together for Troy and just like do a mural on him. You know, so like
a Voxala kind of mural?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like penis coming out and just like we'll figure it out. We'll workshop it.
That's great. Yeah, actually, yeah. No, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want something special, send us an email.
Yeah.
thestarcompanion at gmail.com. We're back.
Maybe we'll put some used gum on the back.
Who knows? We're sorry.
Who knows?
We love you.
It's like a mystery box.
I'm in it.
Maybe you'll just get one wrapped in a tissue. Who knows? We're going to up the ante now.
Yeah.
Because I want to get rid of these stickers. I don't want to get rid of them.
You want to get rid of them?
I want people to have them.
I want people to have them more. And that's why you come here and listen to us.
I want people to have you. And that's why I agreed to do this podcast with you.
The truth comes out. Here it is.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks everybody. For listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.